You know, there's a conversation happening right now across Europe that touches something every pilot should at least be aware of. It's about who controls the sky and how. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Denmark just signed a deal that puts them on the map in a very specific way. They've become the first export customer for a new long-range air and missile defense system called the SAMP/TNG that stands for Sol Air Moyen Portée Terrestre New Generation. It's a mouthful, even in French, built by Thales and MBDA. This is a European-made system designed to knock down incoming ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, and aircraft at extended range. Now, before you tune out and say, Tower, I fly a Bonanza, what do I care about surface-to-air missile batteries? Hear me out. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSol.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSol.com. So here's what you need to know. Denmark is now the third country to operate this system, joining France and Italy, who co-developed it. And this isn't just a procurement story, it's a signal about where European air defense is heading, and that matters to anyone who flies in or near European airspace. When countries deploy advanced integrated air defense systems, the airspace architecture around them changes. We're talking about new restricted zones, new coordination requirements between military and civil air traffic management, and in some cases, temporary flight restrictions that affect general aviation routing. If you've ever flown in Europe or plan to, the proliferation of these systems is something to keep on your radar, no pun intended. The SAMP/TNG is a significant step up from its predecessor. The original SAMP/T system was already capable, but this new generation variant features an upgraded radar, improved command and control, and the ability to engage more complex threats at longer distances. We're talking about a system that can track and engage targets well beyond the visual horizon. Denmark's decision to buy in is part of a broader pattern. Since 2022, European nations have been on an air defense spending spree. The war in Ukraine exposed just how thin NATO's integrated air defense coverage really was across the continent. Countries that had let their ground-based air defense capabilities atrophy for decades are now scrambling to rebuild them. For Denmark specifically, this fills a critical gap. They're a NATO member sitting right at the entrance to the Baltic Sea, a strategically vital choke point. Having a long-range air and missile defense capability gives them a seat at the table in NATO's integrated air and missile defense network. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. This contract is also a win for the European defense industry. For years, American systems like the Patriot have dominated the Allied air defense market. The SAMP/TNG landing its first export deal shows that European alternatives are gaining traction. That competition could shape defense procurement across the alliance for the next decade. Now, what does this look like practically? When these systems go operational, Denmark will establish new military operating areas. Depending on where the batteries are positioned, there could be implications for civilian traffic flows in Danish airspace and potentially the broader Scandinavian region. If you fly internationally, especially in Northern Europe, watch for notice-to-air missions updates as this program matures. These things don't deploy overnight, but the planning and airspace coordination starts well before the first launcher is in place. This also feeds into a bigger trend worth watching. As more countries field advanced air defense systems, the coordination between military and civilian air traffic control becomes more complex. Eurocontrol and national aviation authorities have to work out how to manage airspace that now has active missile defense systems sitting underneath busy commercial corridors. It's a challenge that Europe is still figuring out. This affects you if you're planning European flying in the next few years. Not because anyone's going to shoot at your Cirrus, but because the airspace environment is evolving. New restricted areas, new military exercise zones, and new coordination procedures are all downstream effects of this kind of procurement. The broader takeaway is straightforward. The skies over Europe are being remilitarized in ways we haven't seen since the Cold War, and civil aviation has to coexist with that reality. That story comes to us via AeroTime. If you want to stay sharp on where the aviation world is heading, both civil and defense, RadioHangar.com is always there for you. I'm Tower. Stay informed up there.